This is Tom Dafka, and I'm going to be guest hosting today on the Phil Henry Show for two reasons. How long do they keep the music playing for?
You want me to fade it out?
Do I want you to fade it out? Oh, okay, yeah, you fade it out. Which I shouldn't have to say.
Oh.
Just let him do what he's going to do, Tom. All right, sorry, I mean, I'm Tom Dafka, and I have been afforded the opportunity to host today's Phil Henry Show. And later on, Bobby Dooley, right?
Bobby Dooley will come on, and we want you to interview her. She had a problem with her husband, Steve. He has been sent home from Butner Lake.
Bobby Dooley's husband has been sent home from Butner Lake, and...
And you'll interview her.
Okay, sorry. God, I...
Dad, man, you got to get with the program here, man.
I'm getting with the pro... Let me tell you the big program that I got. And I'm going to say this. I think it's only fair that Phil Henry allow me to host... his show today, because of what done did happen yesterday in America at the Radio Hall of Fame. It's located, where is it?
Chicago.
In Chicago. And Henry is going to be going to Nashville, Tennessee. He's been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Now, oh, yeah.
We are very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. All right.
Now, we're going to find out what your problem is.
I got no problem, okay? Now, this is the gentleman?
I'm Dr. Sadler, huh?
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Doctor. I'm Tom Dafka.
Nice to meet you.
And Dr. Sadler, you can have a seat right there.
Thank you very much. I also want to just extend my congrats.
Can we get that later?
Well, you know, I'd like to hear what Dr. Sadler has to say.
Yeah. God. Pushing me away.
I did not push you or push the microphone away. For everybody at home will know.
Everybody at home will know.
Everyone at home will know.
All right, everyone, let's get on the same page here. Yeah.
All right, sorry. Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah, I want to say that I, too, want to join in the congratulations for Phil Henry getting into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I feel Phil's a very talented guy. There's no question about it, no question at all. I think the Radio Hall of Fame has done itself a disservice putting this guy in there.
Why?
Okay, I'm going to tell you why. I didn't come on here to say it and not tell you why.
Now, this ought to be good because we, as you know, Phil had quite a bit of support.
No, I'd like to know where that support came from. I know that there was a lot of people that voted, but the people that I know who think he's weird, he's too weird, man.
All right, you said that.
I understand I said that. He's messed, he's mentally messed up. I know he's not mentally messed up, but we're at a time right now in the radio business where we need all hands on deck. We got to put on our best haircut. We got to comb our hair.
But I said comb our face.
No, I did not almost say comb our face. No, I did not.
It sounded like that to me, too.
Okay. Is this going to be contentious?
No, it's Tom. You have to understand, you're not giving a speech.
All right, but can I... They did say that I could do the monologue.
Monologue, yes, go ahead.
All right, okay. So this is my monologue. I think that the Radio Hall of Fame has done itself a grave disservice. When you talk about the people that are in the Radio Hall of Fame, you talk about Bob Hope. You talk about
Howard Stern.
All right, Howard Stern. Howard Stern's great. There's no quiet... Now, that's the kind of guy... that I like, Howard Stern. He's funny, he's controversial. He's got Robin, and they go, yeah, you know. Henry is some weirdo, and he weirds it out, man. And I listen, and then I turn the radio off. Now, I know that he has been in... Hold on, wait a minute.
I had an observation.
Hold on. I listen to Henry for as long as I can. Then I realize... He's just, oh, man.
Here's the thing that I wanted to say. I think there is, you want radio personalities that sound great and are cool sounding so that they're cool.
Yeah. I don't want the weird, you see.
And you think weird isn't cool. Weird is just weird.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to know a guy like that. I'm not going to hang out at a party with a guy who's going, hey, yeah, talking to himself and being weird. And the weirdism and the weirdidity, this is the thing, you know, I got this from Miss Dr. Elcott, and I've been reading up on Elcott. You got to be putting me on. No, I'm telling you right now, I find Dr. Elcott to be very interesting, and he has a way of emphasizing a word. Like he'll say they have, at Elcott, the next step, they have clarity, or they have clarididididity, see? What are you laughing at?
I can't believe you're falling for that swill. Look at Elcott is mentally diseased.
Wait a hold. Have you not got that show on this platform?
Yes, we do, but there's something about the guy that's way off.
We think there's something about a guy that's off. What do you think, Dr. Sadler?
Well, you know, I may tend more to agree with Tom Davka on this one.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Why would you agree with what? Why? What is about Dr. Elcott?
I think that Dr., as Tom said, Dr. Elcott, and Elcott the next step is what we're talking about here, not just Dr. Elcott, but Doc, hold on, my nose. Yeah.
Would you not do that?
Sorry. I'm just unplugging my nose.
No, I know it is. I get my nose gets plugged up at night, too.
Yeah. So I think what Dr. Elcott is saying, that what's your name again?
I'm Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tom Davka. As Tom Davka's saying, there has to be a claridity, not just clarity. And when you bring the claridity into the discussion, are you laughing?
I think this is asinine.
Well, you know what? I got the floor now. Yeah, I got the floor now, okay?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. And what to bring the claridity here is to say that Phil Hendry is weirded out. He's oddball. And that's the word right there.
Yeah, I was looking for the word. I couldn't see it. I couldn't find the word.
That's the word. Hendry is oddball. He's not just weird. He's a real oddball, you know? He's one of those guys you walk by him and you go, Jesus, get a load of the oddball.
Yeah, what do you think? He's dangerous?
I don't know. I think Phil's funny. I think that Phil deserves to be in the Radio Hall of Fame, and I find myself at odds with you, Mr. Davka, excuse me, on that. But I do understand, you know, that you're looking at, we're looking at a real oddball. And he
creeps everyone out. And there's the other word. It's a creepidity or a creeponic, you know? What are you laughing at?
No, I'm not laughing. Do I look like I'm laughing?
Yes, you went like, hee-hee. Your nose curled up or something.
What is creeponic?
Hey, look, you know.
Well, come on, Tom. Is that something you got from Elcott?
Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, it is. There, I almost did. Yes, it is. I got that from Elcott, the next step, that Hendry has pushed on beyond creepidity to the creeponic. It's almost like a religion that Hendry is practicing called weirdism, or the weirdic. What do you call it, Catholic?
Yeah, that's right. Catholics, you see, it's weirdic.
Weirdic.
Yeah, like weird dick.
What an asshole, man. I'm trying to...
All right, everybody clean it up, okay?
Bud, I didn't do anything. God. He's the guy that said weird dick.
Hey, you want to get your balls to drop?
God. You're the guy that said it.
All right, what is the point of this conference? And Dr. Sadler, I'm disappointed in you.
What did I do?
You're getting sidetracked here. You just bumped the microphone. I know.
I'm saying that I do agree with Tom Davka about Elcott, the next step, but and in the essence that Phil Hendry is creeponomica.
Will you guys get real? Now, what's the story?
Oh, man.
Get a load of you. We're here trying to make sense out of something that can't possibly make sense.
All right, then do it, okay? And knock off this creeponic stuff.
We're talking about the creepin...
Knock it off.
All right, okay. Mr. Hendry, Phil Hendry, inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. We feel the Radio Hall of Fame has been damaged by this. It's an injury from which it may not recover. If you look at the people that are in the Radio Hall of Fame, you got Bob Hope.
Yeah, you said him already.
You got... Well, I'm saying him again, okay?
All right.
You got Howard Stern. You got the other guy, Neil Rogers. Huh? This is a guy that Phil Henry admired and worked with in Miami, and they got Neil Rogers. And I'll tell you something about Neil Rogers. He's another guy. Hey, man.
You think he befouls the...
I think Neil Rogers, because every time I went to Miami to consult WIRD, because I had a deal there with Bob Green, he said, come on down and consult. So I go into Neil Rogers and I go, you know, would you not play so... He always was playing the fart sound effects. Yeah, well, that's Neil Rogers.
Right, okay.
That may be Neil Rogers.
Neil Rogers.
I'm sorry, that may be Neil Rogers, but he's got this fart sound, and I said, hey, Neil, Tom Dovka, he goes, yeah. I said, don't do the fart sound, and he said, get out. He said, get out before I break this guitar over your head. And I'm like, wow, what is he? What's he talking about? So I went down, I talked to Bob Green, and Bob shrugged and went back to this pinochle game he was in. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds like WIRD was a real kind of a loose cannon kind of an operation. Oh, they, you know, they had every nut down. That's when I first saw Henry. That's when I first encountered this guy, Henry. And he looked at me like I was something the cat just buried under about 100 pounds of Johnny Cat.
Yeah, so I think what Tom's talking about here, he's a hard-working professional, Tom Dovka. He consults radio stations. He takes the very creme de la creme, the cream of the thoughts and concepts that he has, he gives them to these radio stations. And then in so doing, Tom, you go into the air talent and you say, all right, now do this.
That's the exact, that like what you said to Neil Rogers, don't play the fart sound. And he said, get out before I bust this guitar over your head. And I said to him, oh man, what a dick. And I just, you know.
All right, well, you know Neil Rogers and you know Howard Stern. These are very large personalities. They're not going to take advice from you.
Oh, really? They're not going to take advice from me, Tom Dovka. The radio station pays me.
Yeah, but your philosophy is either you do it or else.
That's the way it's supposed to be in radio. I don't know where this stuff happened all of a sudden. Guys like Henry or Neil Rogers or Howard Stern or whoever will say, what is that? And I'll say, don't play a fart noise, and you also said doo-doo or something, don't do that, and they'll go, and they give me the middle finger, and they go, yeah, right there, rotate on it. And I'm like, what?
So this is something that's new. They never used to do that.
No, they never used to do that. You go in and you tell the air talent, hey, you don't play no more fart noises, and they go, yes, sir, and, you know, or if I hear one more fart noise, you're fired. I said that to Neil Rogers. One more fart noise, you're fired. He said, get out or I'll have you thrown out.
He didn't say that.
Yes, yes, he did. And I said, what are you? And I went back to Bob Green and I said, hey, Bob, Tom Dovka, you know, you hired me to consult. And I said, hey, Bob, you know, I had to get his attention. He's in the middle of a game of hearts with, I don't know, the morning, the Brick and Suds. I don't know, man. So,
all right. So your point is, this is such an undisciplined person, Phil Henry, and he comes from a sort of undisciplined way of being on the air.
No, I don't. I don't think if Henry was even like Neil Rogers, or like, even though Neil Rogers played fart noises, you know, and he also like would talk about farting while he's driving in the car. Even though he did that, Neil Rogers was a great talent. But Henry, he doesn't even talk. He just goes into a voice, and you go, oh, God, it scares me. So you think he's nuts? I think he's nuts. I don't think there's anything funny about him. I think he's dangerous. I think he's a dangerous man in the Radio Hall of Fame.
So this is Dr. Jim Sadler, by the way.
I'm sorry. The Dr. Jim Sadler's here to consult.
I would say, Tom, that a lot of this is coming from a man, as you said yourself, who sits in his parked car at noon. You got a thermos of coffee, you're eating a sandwich, you're trying to juggle phone calls. You can't even sit in a restaurant to eat. You got to sit in a car off of a freeway. And meanwhile, Phil Henry is in the Radio Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And that causes you to think what?
That causes me to think what? It tells me, oh my God, oh my God. I told him to shut up and not make a fart noise. Now he's in, talk about Neil Rogers, now he's in the Radio Hall of Fame. Phil Henry, I said for him to shut up and play more records. He didn't play no records. He stopped playing records after I said that. And after I told him to shut up, play more music, and then he goes, no, I think I'll keep talking. I went, what?
Yeah, so he directly disobeyed you.
He directly disobeyed me.
Well, this is going to happen, Tom. Don't you see? Some guys just know what they want to do when they hear.
No, no, wait, no. You don't understand radio. The radio game is this. I come in to consult and I go, hey, you, shut up.
And they do it.
And they do it. Not Neil Rogers and not this guy Hendry and a lot of these guys. You know, I don't know who else they got in that radio hall. I don't even want to know what's in the Radio Hall of Fame. You notice I said what's in it. I didn't say who's in it. I don't want to know what's in the Radio Hall of Fame because, by God, it can't possibly be human.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you agree with that, bud, huh?
No, I don't, but I mean, it's very, very well said, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm Tom Dawka. And if you didn't hear, Phil Hendry has been put in the Radio Hall of Fame. I got Dr. Sadler, right?
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Dr. Jim Sadler got...
The name is Sadler, not Sally.
I didn't say... It sounded like you said, well, I've got Dr. Sally. All right, I'm sorry. I also have Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw. And coming up, we're also going to be talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about Steve farted. I don't know what it's about, you know. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Tom Dawka.
You can get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for under $10 a month, under $7 a month if you get it for an entire year. The backstage pass allows you access to 60,000 hours of Phil's great radio show, digital content, video casts, home movies, and many, many more wonderful things, including podcasts by Bobby Dooley and Elcott, Dr. Elcott, The Next Step. We have the Milwaukee Lions, short-form and long-form comedy of all kinds and all varieties. Why not do it? Pull the trigger. Take that all-important first step and get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You do it at philhendryshow.com, where it is the greatest value online other than, yes, okay, porn.
Hey, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Tom Dawka. Yeah.
All right.
This song here, and I told Henry that I wanted to hear it more.
Phil doesn't like this song at all.
What? I don't get that.
He just doesn't like the guy going, but see, he doesn't like that.
What are you talking about? There's echo, and he's going, ah, you know, yeah, right there.
Yeah, we get it, Tom.
Oh, okay, you guys are too cool for the room, is that it?
No, I don't think we're too cool, too.
You mean you say too cool?
What?
You want to say too cool?
Yes, we're not too cool for the room. By the way, we have Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler, you were going to analyze Tom Dogman.
My name is... Oh, man.
Where are you going, Tom?
What happened? Tom, where are you going?
I think I messed up. His name is Tom Dawka.
No, I'm the one that messed up. I called him Dogman.
Yes, that's right. You said Dogman.
All right, well, I'm sorry.
Mr. Dawka, we apologize.
I don't care.
All right, here's my view.
Wait, I want to be here for this.
Okay, all right. I feel that Mr. Dawka has worked very hard in a area of the business, of the radio business, which, you know, has its nose to the grindstone trying to get radio stations' ratings to improve, right?
That's right. And part of that is talking to the...
Part of that's talking to the air talent.
Part of that's talking to the air talent, yeah.
And what's happened is he is doing all this great work. Then he comes and he meets Phil Hendry. When did you meet Phil Hendry?
I met him in Miami when he's there with Neil Rogers.
Oh, did you tell him what to do there?
Yes, I did. I said, you know, who are you? He said, I'm Phil Hendry. I said, well, why don't you play some records or something? Because he was doing all these funny voices and going, hi. You know, here's the Dolphin game. I don't know. I can't explain what he was doing. And I said, "It's you're weirding me out, man. You're taking me too far out." And he flipped me the bone and kept on. So then I said, "Play a record. Play more. Get music in here." And I said, "Where's the music library?" He said, "There ain't one." I said, "Well, you better get yourself a music library, but quick."
All right. So that's when you met Phil. Now you meet him in Los Angeles. And he's got a nationally syndicated show.
Yeah, and that's the part that really blew me away. He's got a nationally syndicated show, so I...
Well, here's what I feel needs to be done, and then we'll move on. But I think Phil should respect Tom's experience.
He does, but he says he doesn't want him consulting the show.
See, that's it right there. He doesn't even let me. My job is to come in and say, I'm the consultant. He can't say, well, get out. I'd say, well, no, I'm not going to get out. You got to do what I tell you to do. Do more weather. One time I came in, I said, come on, where's the weather? He goes, what are you talking about? I said, do some weather, do some news bulletins, and then go, yeah, I'm Phil Hendry. I said, you can do the voices that you do, even though I hate them. And I, oh, God, do I hate them.
Why do you hate them?
Because this is talk radio. Or it was talk radio, where you're serious about the issues of the day. And there's Henry going, hey, I can't even describe it. It was just creeped me. It creeped me way, way beyond what I call the CL. And
what's the CL?
Creep limit. You know,
all right, look, Dovka, so, what's the upshot on this?
Dovka?
I'm sorry, Tom.
The upshot on this is this. I think Phil Henry... You know, and David Hall won't do it. He won't say to Phil, you got to have him be in, cause, so I don't have a friend in David Hall either. He's got to do what I tell him to do. He needs more weather. He should do more news bulletins and news as it happens. See, I put Joy Boy 93 on the air. Man, we had box office numbers big time.
What is the station?
Joy Boy 93.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you think that sounds gay or something?
What does that mean, Joy Boy?
That's the name of the station. And we did bulletins on the hour, at the hour. Here's a bulletin. I forget what the station was.
Yeah, what city was it in?
I don't remember. You
went there and consulted them, but you don't know the city.
No, I don't remember. But whatever city it was, they say, on the hour, we have breaking news from, you know, whatever. Let's say it was called Nutville, okay? We got breaking news from Nutville. This is Joy Boy 97 in Nutville.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, you guys, you don't know good radio. You wouldn't know good radio if it came up to you, pulled your pants down, and...
Watch it, will you, Tom?
Yeah, yeah. Watch what you're saying, Dovka.
All right, sorry.
Okay, it's time, I think, now to kind of shift gears, Tom.
Wait, what do you mean, shift gears?
Well, we want to get on Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve Dooley. Although, Bobby, is Steve there with you?
No, Steve is... Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hey, Bobby, Ms. Dooley, excuse me. My name is Tom Dovka.
All right, well, I don't know who you people are. I usually talk to Phil.
Bobby, this is General Galen Shaw.
Yes, General.
Phil has taken the day off. As you know, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
He was with what?
Phil was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you think that's a wonderful thing?
I guess. I have a marriage that's falling apart right now.
Sorry, Bobby.
All right, sorry.
Let me do this. Bobby, it's Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yes, doctor.
All right, tell me about it. What happened?
I was on Twitter or X or whatever, and I was saying it's a beautiful morning at Butner. Here I see Glib Monahan and his wife, Susak, and they're walking along the Goublin, and they're picking up shells. And over there is Tom Sassafras, and he's in his motorboat. He's going over to Goblin Squatch. And then I said, oh, here comes my husband. Good morning, husband. He has hot coffee. And as soon as I wrote that, and I was actually speaking it.
You were that way, doing voice to text?
Yes, I was doing voice to text. As soon as I said, here's good morning, husband. Is that coffee? Steve busted, broke wind, and,
Yeah.
And then he drops to one knee, going, ha, ha, ha. And I'm telling you, a cloud, I don't know what he ate last night.
Well, didn't you have the same dinner as him?
I thought I did, yeah. But whatever he ate last night, what came out of him this morning at 9:30, wasn't anything known to this world.
Oh, will you come on? You guys with this nothing known to this world. What are we... Hey, Bobby, this is Tom Dovka. What are we talking about here?
You're not listening to me?
You said your... I'm taking your husband farted.
Yes, he did. And the gas that enveloped my head, I took one slight whiff just so I could identify it. No human, either today, yesterday, or tomorrow, no human has ever smelled such a thing. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
All right, so, Bobby, my understanding is you sent him home.
I told Steve to get out, go back. I said, you can come up on weekends. But go back during the week. Get out of here. I don't ever want to see you darken my sheets again.
Now, Bobby, you're not really going to... You're not breaking up with him, are you?
No, but I'm not going to have him around the house while I'm trying to enjoy nature. What do you boys want? My sons are here. I'll make lunch in a minute. Why don't you go play... What is it called? Yeah, play Call of Duty. So, the boys are here and...
I imagine they're missing their father.
Not really, no. They haven't even asked where he is. So, in any event, what I'm basically saying, and we were enjoying ourselves when Steve let one go, and I took a what I call a test sniff, and I went, yeah.
Well, what does you smell?
Something that originated in another world.
Oh, will you people knock it off? What does that mean, in another world?
Bobby, stop it.
Stop what?
We already heard this other world thing about the tents of Beverly Hills.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm telling you what came out of Steve's ass was nothing that originated in the natural world.
What happened?
I potted her down.
You potted it? Okay. So do you want me to...
No, you don't need to talk to her.
Well, I mean, so let's get back then to me talking about how Henry is in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, we have to do a little recap on what we heard Bobby say. She went butch.
Yeah, was that her?
Yeah, that was her. If she gets pissed off, she'll go butch.
So she got pissed off because what came out of Steve's ass was nothing that they smell in the natural world.
That's what she said, yeah.
And that's why you hung up on her?
Yes. Get it?
All I know is I'm here trying to tell the Radio Hall of Fame that they made a big mistake putting Phil Henry in the Radio Hall of Fame. As much as I love Phil, they made a big mistake doing that.
Well, we love him around here, Mr. Dofka, and we think Mr. Henry belongs there.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you will live to regret it.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying. Henry's going to do a bunch of stuff on the air, and the people at the Radio Hall of Fame will go, oh my God, you wait.
Because he's too oddball, as you say.
That's right. You can laugh if you want. But Henry is a real oddball. And you know what I mean by oddball. He'll just do all of his fun stuff, and you'll think you're in the middle of a circus. You'll think you're at Ringling Brothers and Bailey, you know.
Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, Ringling Brothers and Barnum. How come it's Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey?
They were two circuses that merged.
Oh, okay. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, okay? That's what you think you're hearing. What you're really hearing is something from the nut bin.
That's it?
Well... Okay.
All right, well, folks, Bobby, are we going to have her back on?
Yeah, Bobby, I can't do it now. I can't do it now. Because you were, because you went butch. Jockstrap, yeah, I got a couple of...
Just get her on the air, will you?
Yeah, Bobby?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you right now, whatever it was that Steve ate last night, and I asked him, I said, what did you eat? And he's going, what's wrong? I said, you know you came up the hill with my coffee. You let one go, and you started laughing, and he said, yeah. I said, well, what did you eat last night? He said he had nothing but a couple of bottles of Crystal Geyser and a ding-dong.
Oh, get out of here. You're telling me he had a foul-smelling fart from Crystal Geyser and a ding-dong.
That's what he said to me. One ding-dong, two bottles of Crystal Geyser, and he hid it for the night, went to bed.
Well, did he?
I don't know. All I know is this morning... When he came up the hill and he said, hi, Bobby, here's your coffee. Then I heard, boop, you know, whatever the sound makes. And I went, oh, he farted, big deal. And I went on to talking into my phone, doing voice to text. And suddenly, the fetid, corrosive stench that wrapped itself around my head wasn't anything that I had ever smelt before, let's say in North America. And so...
All right, Bobby, thank you very much, and we will look into it.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Thanks for being so big.
What a slut.
Oh, now watch it, okay?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's time to go.
What do you mean it's time to go? I'm listening to a woman talking about her husband fart.
Hey, look, Tom, we gave you the whole half of the show, and we understand that you don't want Phil Henry in the Radio Hall of Fame because they're going to regret it.
They are going to regret it because he's weird. Oh, man, he's weird.
Yeah.
Now, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, although he hadn't been around here for 3 days. By the way, listen for Phil Henry this morning at 10:30 on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
That's right. Phil is on Bubba the Love Sponge today. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampra Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1.
Congratulations, Phil.